This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So the Red Sox are not done, and perhaps Cassis factors into this, and perhaps the logjam, quote-unquote, is only temporary because the Red Sox are looking to, have their roster make more sense. Right now, it doesn't make a ton of sense. And I, late last week, I compared it to the 03 Red Sox. They're not as good of a team. That team legitimately could have won a World Series. Stars everywhere.
Lou Maloney.
So I'm not saying they're the 03 Red Sox from that standpoint, but that team had a closer by committee, roster didn't really fit, a million third base, first base, DH types. And they had to solve that issue. And they did. And they probably sold real low on Shea Hillenbrand, who was coming off an all-star year. But they tried to make their roster fit by trading for BK Kim, a closer who didn't really work out. Did not work out. So I don't think the Red Sox are done. I've never thought they're done. The day they signed Bregman, I'm like, I still think there's another shoe to drop. Whether that happens before the first game or not, I don't know. But early on in the year, they're going to have to be active to get this roster to make sense. Sean McAdam reported over the weekend, although I'm being told that Jared Carrabas was actually first on this. The Red Sox have been in touch with the Padres about Dylan Cease. They just signed Nick Pivetta. They have massive financial issues in San Diego with that team. They arguably have, I know you can't have too much starting pitching, but they arguably have too many starting pitchers, and they might be an ideal trade match for the Red Sox. And I don't think they're going to want Yoshida. I can't imagine they do, but if they did, I'd shove him there. I'd eat the whole contract and say, take Yoshida for free and give us Dylan Cease. We'll throw more into the deal. I doubt you can do that. I don't think you need to trade Cassis to get Dylan Cease. So I'm guessing you'd do something like Willier Abreu and a pitcher. Maybe Cutter Crawford, who is behind, by the way, at spring training. Maybe that's a guy the Padres would take back. He's a back end of the rotation guy. Maybe you see him more in the bullpen. He's cheap and cost controlled. Red Sox get Dylan Cease and even create a little bit of, again, their lesser degree, but the outfield can be backed up depending on where Roman Anthony plays. And if Christian Campbell really is going to play in the outfield, you have a lot of bodies in the outfield too. I think that helps your roster make a little more sense.
Yeah, I like Cutter in the bullpen, but he likes starting. Like, he still is at a point in his career when he's been moved to the bullpen, he's not happy. Like, he's vocally unhappy. And so if you have the opportunity to bring in Cease and move him over to the Padres and not have to deal with that headache when you're trying to load up your starters, and you know what you've had in Cutter the last several seasons, I think that absolutely makes sense. I would do that in a heartbeat if you could get that Abreu, just a couple small pieces that are not really going to change the look of your team, especially from an offensive standpoint. Yeah, to me, that's a no-brainer.
Dylan Cease, if you're unfamiliar, never been an all-star, but he's finished top five in the Cy Young twice. He was runner-up in 02. He was fourth in the Cy Young last year. He got MVP votes in both of those years. The Red Sox do have a weird thing going on where they're just trying to get the White Sox back together.
Yeah.
With potentially Dylan Cease and Garrett Crochet. Giolito's already here. So, like, all of a sudden you want to be the White Sox with your rotation? Like, that weirds me out a little
bit. Just the starters.
Just the starting pitchers.
Exactly. It worked the first time around when he brought Sale over. So.
Do you think starting pitching is their need? Like, if you're saying the
always.
Roster doesn't fit, you always think it's their
it
need.
It always has been. The last couple seasons, you know, as well as anybody, they try to push these guys that should be in the bullpen into the rotation, and it's because they liked the contracts that they were on, and they skimped out. I know they tried to do something with Giolito last season, and he was injured, so it didn't work out. But yeah, I think it's better if they're overcorrecting, if you see it that way, with what they're doing with the rotation now, because again, it feels like they're kind of following the blueprint from back in 2018. Like, load up, go out, and bring in these professional starters for your rotation. Have the guys in the bullpen stay in the bullpen or send them out to the Padres or whoever else to get a proper starter in there.
Yeah, and I think a bigger need on the roster is a bullpen arm, like a closer. But I'm not trading Abreu and guys like that just to get a closer. Like, I think there are easier ways to get that done. So if you're going to give up a piece like Abreu, who I think has value, and you're thinking about really trading someone like Cutter Crawford, I would want a starter in return. I agree with that. And Dylan Cease is a good name to monitor, which it sounds like the Red Sox are doing, according to Carrabas and Sean McAdam.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. I don't know what-